support folks. And thank you again for joining me, Phil Turney, survivor USS Liberty, and Dave Gahari, retired United States Navy personnel that was on board a nuclear submarine, the USS Skate. Did his duty there honorably and with great distinction. And it's a great honor to have Dave on us with again today. We have a lot of people to thank, and I'll get into that in just a second. But we're just thrilled by the response we're getting from you people out there. And we've made a little dent. It's a little dent that's going to get a whole lot bigger. We have many wonderful people that are helping us out, and namely RBN. Thank you, RBNs. Thank you, John Stapmiller, and Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can handle the truth. And thank you, Sam, for your outstanding job as a producer of Your Voice Counts in Texas. And, of course, Kat Faber, the beautiful voice you hear that brings my show in every Saturday. And all the work she's done for the crew of the USS Liberty over the years is just outstanding. And I want to thank Larry Thorne for introducing us all to Kat. He was keeping her all to himself for years and years, and I don't blame him. What a beautiful girl, what a beautiful talent, and what a patriot she is. So thank you, Kat, very, very much. I want to thank John Gadesco. John, as you know, was a former crew member aboard the Liberty, a very, very high-respected intelligence officer that was fortunate enough not to make the last trip aboard Liberty, because it would have probably been his last trip ever in life. But thank you, John, for all you do, and thank you for your website, www.gadesco.com, www.gadesco.com. It's the finest site on the net that you can learn about the Liberty and different people and different viewpoints. And it's a great site. It's just not all about Phil Turney or Dave Gahari. It's about all crew members and our supporters and friends of Liberty. Also, I want to thank Eileen Fleming very much for her steadfast support of the USS Liberty and her work trying to get a USS Liberty Remembrance Day every June 8, 1967 from now on. And she's a ball of fire, and I'll be looking forward to seeing her along with Ron Kukul, which I respect and love very much. And I would like to also thank Jesse in Hawaii, who is steadfast supporter, and many, many, many others. Now, we already have a caller. Bob Epling is with us, and I don't have a bio on Bob, but I believe Bob was aboard the USS Yellowstone, who was in Malta when our ship got attacked. And Dave, I'll tell you what, let's just go right to Bob right away and get his story, and I think we're going to learn a little something. So, Bob, welcome to Your Voice Counts. Now, I think I got a three-second delay in my Skype, so I apologize for that and all you listeners, but it's just the way it is. It is what it is. So, Bob, welcome aboard Your Voice Counts. Please go ahead.
Phil, your delay ain't as bad as my mental delay.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
Let's get
thank
in.
You. Thank
okay,
you for giving me permission to come aboard.
You're very welcome. It's our honor. Dave and I were looking forward to this today, and it's our great honor to have you with us. So why don't you start from the beginning, Bob, and tell us your interest in the Liberty and how you knew about it, and we'll learn something today from a fellow sailor that was in Malta at the time that our ship was being attacked or getting ready to get attacked, or I don't know the full story, Bob, on your end of it, but please let us know.
Well, there really is not a deep story, but I'll tell you what I know. The USS Yellowstone was an AD, a destroyer tender, and she deployed. She was known, by the way, as the Queen of the Tenders, so she had a pretty good record of helping ships and everything. We were deployed for about 5 months to the Med. We spent half the time in Malta and half the time in Naples. What we did was we were stationed out of Mayport, Florida, and we'd go across the Atlantic, pass by the going to Rota, Spain. And replenish, you know, you guys did that too. And then we'd proceed on to either Malta or Naples. Now, I think if I remember on this particular cruise, we went directly to Naples. And then after about 2 months, we went to Malta. We tied up in Valletta, Malta, which is their harbor, and destroyers from the 6th Fleet would come alongside and get any repairs she needed, they needed, and whatever. So we were deployed. We were in Naples for the first couple months there, and then they transferred us over to Malta. And like I said, we were at Valletta, and. It was a Liberty Day. It was just a normal day, you know, June 6th. And I don't have a lot of vivid memories of it, but we were told we were on duty. I happened to be on duty that day. We were told, and I was just a seaman. I'd only been on a boot camp since December, so... we got underway, and we didn't know what for, but we were told that we needed to get underway immediately. And apparently we got underway and went flank towards the eastern side of the Med. We were steaming at flank speed. Of course, you know, a tender... Flank speed was probably about 14, 15 knots. So, if that much. But we were steaming. Nobody knew what we were going for or anything. But all of a sudden we were told to turn around and get back to Naples. So, you know, we didn't know what happened or anything. So we went back to Naples. Now, bear in mind, we had left Malta. So, anyway, we didn't think anything of it. We didn't hear another word. But my wife and I, years later, started listening to your show, Phil. And my wife said to me, she says, "Weren't you in the Mediterranean in 1967? And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, how come you don't know about that, about the Liberty?" And I says, "Nobody knew anything about the Liberty." And I says, so we started looking into it and everything. We realized that, yeah, that was probably during the time, because that was the time that we were headed over towards where you guys were and turned around. And we were the the question was, is why were we turned around at the time? Because we didn't even know what we were after. But somebody said the order came right from the White House. That's all we knew. But we didn't even know why the order was sent to anywhere. But we were listening to your radio show, and we started learning more and more about the Liberty. So I finally realized that, yeah, that was the incident. We were in the Med at the time, and we had a destroyer tender that, had we been able to come to your aid, we could have facilitated a lot of repairs and medical services and whatever to assist you guys. And that's probably why they shut us down. Because I know they let the USS Davis and some tin cans in there, but they didn't want anybody in there who was going to help you. And they sent us to Naples. That's why they did not return us to Malta, because that's where they sent you, and they didn't want us to see you. So here we are. That's pretty much all I know, Phil.
Okay, Bob, you brought up some very interesting points. And when I first heard about the Yellowstone, your ship, I knew quite a bit about tenders. I was on the USS Amphion in Norfolk waiting for the Liberty to come in from a cruise, and I was there about 2 months. And those guys could do a hell of a lot. I mean, they were all skilled tradesmen aboard that ship, as your ship was. Now, to have a rescue vessel of your type come to our ship as bad as we needed the aid, and you were in the area, that's the perfect ship in the world to keep us from sinking. And that just goes to prove that Washington wanted our ship to go to the very bottom of the ocean with all hands dead, and blame it on the government of Egypt, as there were nuclear aircraft headed to that area to kill incinerate Cairo. So it's very interesting that you were turned around, and it's disgraceful what Lyndon Baines Johnson did with his team, including McNamara and so on and so forth. So it makes perfect sense that they turned you around, because it seems like they would have told you to go straight to us, but nope. They turns you around, and that even fires me up more. It makes me more angry. Not saying that the USS Davis and the Papago and the American, all those guys did all they could, but I mean, to see a tender right there, you guys could manufacture almost anything, would have been a beautiful sight. But I'm glad you told your story, and I want to ask my co-host here, Dave. Dave, do you have anything that you would like to ask Bob or talk to him about? Now, I want to introduce you to Dave, Bob. He's the producer of our feature film that we're raising funds for at this time, Erasing the Liberty. And if you want to go. Oh, okay. Outstanding. Well, Dave, please go ahead, and you have anything to add to Bob or asking?
Yes, thanks, Phil, and thanks, Bob, and I'm sorry about my voice. I lost it somehow, but hopefully it'll come back one day, wherever it went. Yes, Bob is featured in your new book, Phil, and as we said before, there's a lot of material in there that has never been featured before in any book. And that's for sure. Most of it, actually. So, Bob also was the first person to make a donation to the film project. Even before it went up, Bob was the first person to make the donation. Phil, I don't know if I told you that.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but thank you very much, Bob, for supporting us in our efforts to get the real deal out there, the real truth about the USS Liberty. It's been a long time coming, and 50 years is long enough to wait to get the truth out there on the big screen or on any other outlet that we can get it on. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can go with it, but thank you for your donation, and thanks to your wife for you guys listening to the radio show and supporting us. It means a lot to me. It means a heck of a lot. It's, the Liberty has touched a lot of lives, and you're one of them, Bob. Certainly do appreciate it. And, Dave, do you have anything else to add or ask Bob?
I do, because... Well, As Bob said, we have spoke, and Bob's testimony is in your new book, Erasing the Liberty. But what Bob said that is most important, I think, about Liberty being abandoned, ruthlessly abandoned in the middle of the sea, is what Bob said was the nickname of his ship, the Yellowstone. Bob, can you say that again?
Old Faithful,
and there was one other one they called it.
Oh, Queen of the Tenders?
Yes, Queen of the Tenders. So your ship was considered the tender out there, the top tender, the Queen of the Tenders. We had the Queen of the Tenders right there close by. They could reach another U.S. ship in distress. But what kind of people would allow... First of all, a ship to be attacked so viciously by a foreign country. And then on top of it, after allowing the ship to be attacked the way that it was, allow it to languish and with the threat of sinking and losing all hands on deck, when they had the Queen of the Tenders close by that could come there and help these men. That's what I want to know, Bob. I don't know if you've thought about that over the years.
Oh, yeah. You know, the other thing is not, you know, nothing, everything stays the same. You know, the big issue nowadays with Hillary Clinton is Benghazi. Well, she did the exact same thing that McNamara and Johnson did to you guys. United you some help. Only by the grace of God and the crew of the USS Liberty that kept you above, you know, above the waves. So you couldn't get enough accolades, as far as I'm concerned. And you couldn't get enough money. I wish I had $1 million to give you.
Well, you know, you have the distinction of being the first person to donate, Bob, and that's very important. And you're absolutely right. Nothing changes. Everything's the same. People will do the same thing that they did to the Liberty. People in power will do the same thing that they did to the Liberty to other people. And like you said, it happened.
Here comes that music, folks. Support your sponsors on RBN. And Bruce in North Carolina, we haven't forgotten yet. After the break, we'll try to get you on. We'll have a short time, but we'll get you on, Bruce, so just hang on.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Thank you very much for hanging in there and supporting your sponsors on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. If you can't handle the truth, you're on the wrong radio show, listening to the wrong radio show, because no punches are below the belt. It's all straightforward, and a person couldn't make up this story. That's how unbelievable it is. They just couldn't make it up. Nobody believe it. And it's just it's amazing. Now, Bob, I want to thank you very much for coming on air, and please don't hesitate to call back in anytime you wish. And thank you for your service in the United States Navy. Much appreciated, shipmate, and we'll be talking to you soon. Now, we do have Bruce in North Carolina, but I don't want to bring him up because we're going to go to another break here in just a minute. But we'll get him at the top of the hour where we can give Bruce sufficient time to voice his opinion. In the meantime, I do want to thank, again, a few people I left out at the beginning, which I apologize for. I want to thank Joe Matters, Director of Operations of USS Liberty, Veterans Association, for spreading the word as he has done. Much appreciated, Joe. Kudos to you. And thanks to the LVA, Liberty Veterans Association, for helping us in our cause to bring people aware of this fine book, Erasing the Liberty, and the fine feature film that we're working so hard on. Ron Kugel's in the film, the trailer film, as I am. Ron's kind of the star of this show on the film, and he did a wonderful, wonderful job. Glenn Oliphant. Glenn is a board member on the USS Liberty Board of Directors. Thank him for his service. And also John Gadesco, the former intelligence officer I was telling you about, his website. Those guys did a fantastic job, and we certainly appreciate them coming down to Tampa and getting aboard that old ship. Looks just like the Liberty. Everything's the same about it, folks, except, of course, it's got the cargo holds where the Liberty didn't. It was outfitted completely different. And but the bridge and everything like that is exactly the same. So it was a nice filming, nice job. And now we're on to bigger and better things. You know, we got a lot of people helping us for nothing. They're giving us their time and their talents and their skills. Dave and I couldn't be more happier to thank these people for just being there for us. You know, they don't want any money for it. Their reward is the truth to the American public, which has been hid by our government and covered up for 50 years. They're all bought and paid for by the Zionist state of Israel, period. You know, Israel receives more money today, the day they attacked us, than before they did attack us. Now, figure that one out. We were on a show the other night, Tom's show. We can talk about that a little bit after the break, after we get Bruce on. But that's an RBN station, too, his radio show. It was a great show, and we got a lot done, a lot said, and it was a powerful, powerful presentation, especially by Dave. You know, he knows his story inside and out, and he's a encyclopedia of knowledge, not just of the Liberty, but many, many other important things that affect us, affect our daily lives, but the lies and deceit, deception of the United States government, not only in LBJ times, but every president and Congress since has bowed down to AIPAC, the ADL, kissing their feet so they can get elected. So just remember that, folks. We're going to be back on air in just a few minutes, and we'll bring Bruce on from North Carolina. Don't go away. We got Dave Gahari with us, producer of the film, The Liberty Story. So, folks, you're racing the Liberty. We get these big screens hopefully soon. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Well, finally, the official flag to Washington sends out a message that the ship will fall out to sea.
Bring the show back after the break. So let's get the caller on right now. Bruce from North Carolina. He's been waiting long enough. Bruce, are you out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bruce, go ahead.
I was electrician mate third class on the Saratoga at the time. And
wow.
We didn't know anything about it, and my job kept me down inside the ship. So I didn't really find out about it until long afterwards when I got out of the Navy.
Wow, did you know anything about it, Bruce, at all?
I don't recall hearing anything until I ran across something many years later. And then, I don't know, about 10 years ago, something like that, I found Jim Ennis's book in a used bookstore, and read what he had to say about it. And then I happened to think that Jim didn't mention it in his book. He mentioned the America and the service provided by the America. I sort of think our sick bay may have helped some of the wounded, but I can't say for sure.
Mm-hmm. And that was Captain Joe Tully.
Right.
Yeah.
And goes,
go ahead.
An interesting story. A few years ago, I was looking for a Saratoga Cruise book. And I found one from 1966. I was in the Med from... I made three cruises, 65, 66, and 67 on the Sarah. I found a copy, a typewritten copy of Captain Tully's remarks to the LVA, I guess, in about 95.
Right.
I don't know that or know anything about it.
Have you ever listened to this show before, Bruce?
No. One of your other survivors, Larry Bowen, sent me an email, put me on to it.
Excellent. Yes, the Saratoga played a huge part in the story of the Liberty. Captain Tully tried to launch two sorties of jets to come to the rescue of the Liberty. And they were both called back by Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Because you're now very familiar with that disgrace, I'm sure.
And it's interesting. I just happened to run into Larry while we were both on vacation at the same camp in the Adirondacks this year.
Well, that's great that... that he turned you on to the show, and is there a way that you could leave your contact information with Sam?
Sure.
So we can get in touch with you. That would be great because we do have some fellows from Saratoga who are in Phil's new book, and perhaps you might have known them. I know that they're up to I think close to what 5,000 people on board. Sarah?
Yeah, about 5,200. The chow lines were horrendous.
see, people don't realize that the Navy is very different. Like the boat I was on, of course, it was a sub. We didn't even have 100 people on board.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and our galley, we didn't even go up to get our own food. It was so small we had to sit down and people served it to us.
Yeah.
So, so different.
Yeah. I hear you people had pretty good chow, though.
Well, you know what? I think that's a myth. they know it is. That's what they say. You see, because I was on a fast attack, so we're underwater. We're submerged the most for about a month and a half, and you run out of fresh food pretty quickly.
Yeah. Right.
And so, as a matter of fact, the milk that was on board, we referred to it as plastic death.
Yeah.
And, you know, you heard a lot about subsailors getting lobster and all that. That's not true at all, unfortunately. But, you know, Phil, you out there still? Now, Phil's got a three-second delay, so if there's a little bit of wait for him to come on, then...
Yeah, I'm with you guys, and it's nice to be a swap sea tails, and it's just you know, when you join the Navy, you know, it's kind of like any other fraternity or whatever. It doesn't matter what ship you were on or what capacity you were, if you were E2 or an admiral, the camaraderie is something else. And even in 1967, you had some of the best trained and best qualified men serving the United States Navy, and it's my great honor to have served in the Navy. But, you know, we have so many people that believe in the truth. And they want the truth out there, and we're so happy that you called in and you tuned into the radio show, and I hope you come on more, and I hope you listen more, and I hope you get my book, and, you know, help us with the movie. You know, anything you can donate would be fine. A dollar to a donut, we don't care. Every little bit counts. It adds up, folks.
What's the name of your book?
Movie.com.
It's
it is Erasing.
Phil, I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
What's the name of Phil's book?
I interrupted. The name of the book is Erasing the Liberty. I jumped in because I thought maybe because of the 3-second delay.
Erasing Liberty. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, Erasing the Liberty. And okay. Phil had mentioned before, the website is USSLibertyMovie.com.
Okay, I see the address right here on my email page.
Excellent, excellent. And if you could, my friend, if you could give your contact info to Sam, and then we can reach out to you and keep you in the loop and maybe get some testimony from you for any updates to the book.
Okay, that would be good.
Great. Well, thank you, Bruce. You got anything else that you want to add?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just when Bob was talking about being on the Yellowstone, strangely enough, myself and another sailor spent about a week on the Yellowstone while it was in Naples that year, getting a part repaired.
How was it?
It kind of sucked, actually. Because we were only supposed to be on there for a weekend and go back to the ship on Monday. And it took them until Thursday to get the part repaired. And, of course, when we went on Liberty in Naples on the weekend, we spent all our money, so we had to live on the ship from Monday to Thursday.
I understand that.
They had pretty good chow, though.
It was a huge ship. I want to talk a little bit about it. Or we could do it right now, actually, since we're talking about the USS Yellowstone. That's AD-27.
Right.
Shenandoah-class destroyer tender.
Right.
Named for the Yellowstone National Park, second United States Navy vessel to bear that name. It was actually laid down in October of 1944. And it was launched April 12th, 1945, so pretty close to the end of World War II. And it was commissioned in 1946 in January, and it was decommissioned in 1974, of course, sold for scrap in the next year. Pretty big, 492 feet long.
Yeah, when I went back in the Navy in the 70s for a short time, I was assigned to the destroyer tender Puget Sound AD-38.
Mm-hmm. Let's see that one.
So I know all about tenders.
Yeah, similar to that one, I guess.
More modern, of course.
Much newer. Much newer, yeah. Laid down in 65, so launched the next year. Yeah, big ship, and like we said before, here it is, the queen of the tenders, not too far from the USS Liberty after it was attacked by a foreign power. And our own leaders wouldn't allow the queen of the tenders to assist the Liberty.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Sad and treasonous as well, and should be punished in a court of law or some kind of court. I don't know what, but these people got away, obviously, with murder.
Well, they get away with a lot of stuff.
They do. Well, thank you, my friend, and please give Sam your contact info so we can reach out to you.
Okay, I will.
All right. You have a good weekend, Bruce. Phil, you out there?
Yeah, thanks again for... Yeah, I'm out there. I apologize for the delay, folks. You know, a lot of interesting people, a lot of good patriots out there. And be sure to go to the website that Dave just gave you. And we've got our good friend Ron Kugel with us. And sorry to keep you waiting, Ron, but as you know, we were in the middle of talking to a call-in, another sailor, so... We want everybody to have equal time and equal time to share their opinions. So what's on your mind, my good friend, this morning?
Phil, but I wanted to just go ahead and read this letter that I got personally from Senator Mike Enzi, and tell you the aftermath of after I read that letter, that I took the time to spend a little bit of my own money to thank both the governor of Wyoming and the senator of Wyoming for the both letters that they sent to us that were both read on Memorial Day. I want to read this letter from Mike Enzi again, because it does specifically talk about the crew of the USS Liberty, and that's the reason why. Dear friends, and again, I want to say this letter was not sent to anyone else. It was a personal thing. There was his own postage on it and everything. Dear friends, each year on Memorial Day, we come together, one nation under God, to remember those who have served in our armed forces since the days of our American Revolution. We owe each of them a debt we will never be able to repay. Thanks to them, our nation is strong and free. Over the years, we have lost far too many of our American heroes as they have served all over the world, giving their all to safeguard our nation and our cherished way of life. Ceremonies like this one remind us of those heroes and the countless sacrifices they have made on our behalf. Our debt to our nation's veterans is never more clear to me than when I visit the memorials and monuments that are present in our nation's capital and in cities and towns across the United States. The National War, World War II Memorial, the Korean and War Veterans Memorial, and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial remind us that freedom comes at a very high price. It isn't free, and we should never take it for granted. Now, this paragraph coming up, I felt was quite important. As we remember those who gave their lives for the cause of freedom, we should also keep in mind that those who are standing guard at outposts all over the world to defend our nation and our American way of life. The USS Liberty and her crew, which we remember in a special way today, especially those who were wounded or lost their lives on board that ship, make the cost of military service very clear. The decorations and medals they earn for their actions under fire speak to their valor, bravery, and courage. Diana joins in sending our heartfelt appreciation to all the members of our military, active duty and retired. They took on the greatest challenge there is, changing the world, and they succeeded. May God bless those who love peace and freedom, a cause that will always motivate our best to give their all. Sincerely, Mike Enzi, United States Senator. I felt that was a pretty good letter, and however, the letter didn't include all the dogs barking in the background. I'm sorry about that. But I did take the time to thank both of these fellas, Governor Meade and Senator Enzi, in the Sheridan Wyoming Press. The cost was almost $200, but I felt that they deserved a good thank you that the whole public could see. So that came with a solid plus, and I'm very happy that they did this. I might also remind the people that this letter from Senator Mike Enzi was unsolicited. I didn't ask for it. He sent it to me out of the clear blue sky, which I certainly appreciate. That's about all I got.
Well, Ron, let me say something here about that letter, which is a very, I've never seen one like it from any senator. Now, we've had supporters, you know, that was in Congress that got kicked out because they supported us, and they did not support Israel. Paul Finley and Pete McCluskey, two fine gentlemen that have helped us immensely. But the first words on there is "Dear friends." So and then the last paragraph, as you read, Ron, this letter was meant to be told to everybody. And he wouldn't have started out that way. An unsolicited letter, not unless he was his heart was in it. To mention the USS Liberty is a very honorable thing to do. Now, he knows about it, and there's probably not much he can do about it. I'd like to see him bring it up on the House floor. But, of course, they would probably boo him out of the chamber. But it's very honorable you, Ron, to spend your own money and thank the governor and the good senator, and that's much appreciated.
Well, I think we did that, Phil. It was a fairly large ad. One came out on a Thursday, one came out on a Friday. A fairly large ad, at least what I could afford, to make sure that everybody knew what these letters were all about. And so I want to leave some room for the people that are going to call in on this. And we do have a lot of help here, and it's getting bigger every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron, and stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of a serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back, as I said before, and welcome aboard. Your voice counts. A show dedicated to 34 men that were slaughtered and 174 others wounded, and a ship completely destroyed. That old ship should have never stayed afloat with a 40-by-40-foot hole on her starboard side, over 850 cannon rocket holes in her, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, napalm burning us up, and the torpedo boats shooting at everything that moved. Anything that moved, they wanted to kill, slaughter, murder, destroy. What type of individuals does it take to do that, to kill unarmed men on the high seas? Our supposed ally, which Dave has brought up many, many different times, they're not our ally. They haven't signed it that says so, a mutual defense pact. They don't want to give up their secrets on their nuclear weapons. Well, it's no secret they got hundreds of them. Who are they trying to fool? You know, they must think the rest of the world is a bunch of idiots. I know the people in Congress are a bunch of idiots, with a few exceptions, and Senator Enzi is one of them. But Dave, I wanted to bring this up also. You know, we've been very fortunate since we started this pledge drive about 3 or 4 weeks ago in raising money for the film. And you see the patriotism and love that is brought our way, trying to help us make this film come true and get the real story out, not just in America, but people are sending us donations from around the world. So thank you, RBN, and thank you to every other show we've been on for getting the truth out and the good patriots around the world, expatriates that live abroad, that love us, and they want this story to be told. And we're very, very thankful for that, Dave. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today without you. And my hats go off to you again. I have much respect for you and deep gratitude for your brilliant mind. And the way you get things done is just unbelievable. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Phil, I wish I could do more. I really do. I feel like sometimes I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm standing still. But yes, we started actually with, as I mentioned before, Bob Erpelding. That's how you say his last name, Robert Erpelding. On June 24th, Bob gave the first donation, and it's been coming in since that. And a lot of people to thank. I can't do it now because it would take too long. We just had a couple of donations just today and yesterday. Thank you, Wesley, for your generous donation. Wesley in Idaho. And thank you, Paul, for your generous donation in Illinois.
Here we go again, folks. A little break here to support our sponsors, the people that keep us on air on RBN, Real News, Real Talk. Real people, because you can't handle the truth, the real truth, no doubt about it. So we'll see you in just a few minutes on the other side. If you got a good long run, and calling number is 800-313-9443, folks. Give us a ring.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.